Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Happy Monday, Kid Nation.
Another week.
Yes, sir. A week closer to football. 6 weeks. I know that's not where you were going, JC, but just let
No, we're excited about that, of
course. 6 weeks from college football. Training camps have already started.
Yep.
The one football player that was supposedly getting in a lot of trouble, not supposedly, getting in a lot of trouble the last couple of weeks, Ezekiel Elliott, he had a birthday party in L.A. the night before training camp started.
Yeah. Not making the best of choices with those
it's
parties.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, Kelly, but...
What do you want him to do?
Go to dinner with a couple of his teammates.
Oh, he did. A party with a few of his teammates.
Yes, yeah. It's his birthday.
The night before training, the first day.
Can you help what day training. His birthday fell on?
Yeah.
A girl came into my bar. She said, today's my birthday. She's going to a new job down the street from me. This was this past Thursday. She's getting hammered. On her way
the day before
to work.
Oh,
on her
no.
way. Kelly, I've seen people stop by and get a drink, a beer, a shot or something.
Celebratory, let's have one.
On their way to work. And it's no big deal. She was getting hammered. Had her shirt on for her new job that she was reporting to in 2 hours.
Oh, that's not good.
And she's buying people.
How old is she?
I'm guessing 23, 24.
What was her new job? Was she stripper?
No, she wasn't a stripper. Oh, she was a waitress at another place.
Like, that would make sense.
Yeah, because I got to get my nerve
I got to get drunk before I get naked. Yeah.
Is that the thing? Save you
that.
Have to, yeah.
And so I did something that I probably... I called them. I called her new job.
Oh,
why'd
you do that?
You snitch!
I know them.
That's not your business.
Well, I know them.
Oh, snitching.
And I said, I did.
Snitching Al Mac over here.
I don't know. I said...
Did she get fired? Do you feel horrible? I know what she did is not right. You shouldn't show up to work drunk for your first shift. But they would notice when she walked in. You didn't have
That's
to do the
them
snitching.
That's on them to figure it out and her.
I know them, Kelly. And
they're
I said
your friends.
To them, and I said to them, I said, I would want you to do this for me. If one of my new prospective or whatever employees was getting him. I don't mean just one drink, Kelly. I'm talking over and over and over. Just getting drunk.
So did you have to give her the bad news?
No. She went to work. And,
hey, baby, why don't
you
just
stay? Did you at least cover her tab since you cost her her job?
No. What do you mean I cost her her job? She cost her her job.
I would say if I saw one of your employees and I was at a bar next door or something and they had your Matt shirt on and they were getting hammered before going to work, I would tell you.
Thank you.
Hold on.
I mean, I don't mean...
Was this Big Al Mac...
What's she going to do? What's she going to do now?
Was this Big Al
Maybe
Mac...
Maybe get her life together.
It was Big Al Mac trying to rebound here. He goes...
No!
If I get her fired...
If I get her fired, she'll be sad.
She has to stay here and she'll be all sad. Yeah.
No. I mean... Like, slurring, could barely speak.
They would figure it out.
And she's going to train on her very first
They would have known.
They would have fired her.
Without you having to snitch, she would walk in. The person who's training her would look at her and go,
she doesn't know it was you, right?
No.
Well, she does
she
now.
She does now.
She's sleeping. She's somewhere sleeping at
all. Yeah, she's probably not awake
right now. Or maybe she went to stripping after that.
Oh, Al.
I'm sorry. I did. Oh, I wasn't proud of it. I said, I'm not a tattletale.
You are. You're the definition of tattletale.
What are you talking about? I'm not a tattletale.
You are.
Told.
Maybe you did her a favor.
I pretty much live a tattletale-free life.
I expect that from Kelly.
Yeah.
Because Kelly will...
And now she scolds you for it. Kelly would have done that. Poor girl.
Yeah, right.
She definitely would have told on her.
Kelly is the girl that used to get picked by the teacher when the teacher would leave the room. And you would tell on your best friend
if you
had to.
I would have told on Tommy Jean if she acted up.
Yeah. Kelly
Tommy
would be
Jean
like,
knows it.
She's absent. And Kelly would call you out for being late.
Oh, man.
Right.
Ow, Mac.
What? That was nothing. Okay. Well, I had another guy. Having a little problem.
The thing is you're taking her money.
Yeah.
You're taking this girl's money, and then you turn around and get her fired, and then you don't cover her tab. But you took her money.
She took my alcohol.
You were serving her. You're guilty of over-serving.
At first, I didn't know whether she was going or coming from work while she's getting her shot.
When did she tell you she was going to go to work?
Somewhere in there.
After she
I don't
got
know.
Drunk. Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
She was already drunk when she told you.
Yeah.
Well, that was on her for telling you. She should know I was a snitch.
I just got a job down the street. I'm going for my first day. Let's get a shot.
That is bad.
Good Lord.
How is she going to get there? Walking?
She's walking right down
the
street. That's 2 doors, 3 doors down from me.
And you let her walk out to go get fired?
Yes.
Okay.
I sure did.
This may sound lame, but just hearing about someone being that drunk, I feel hungover for them.
Oh,
at
man.
5 o'clock in the afternoon is when her shift started. So she was drinking from 2 or whatever to 4:45 or whatever time it was. But
yeah. We had a date night on Friday, which was...
You and Kinsey?
I think it was successful because you had a good night. When
you scored?
No.
No?
Well, yeah. When you wake up and you have a bunch of text messages from people that you probably made friends with at the club and it's just their name.
You remember?
I remember, but I met a lot of people.
How many times do you give your night out on date night?
Huh?
How many times do you give your number out on date night?
That night, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
Oh, my.
I made 6 friends.
You were like the social butterfly.
Oh, you went to that swinger spot.
No. No. You know, I did. I went to like it's like a speakeasy, though.
Ooh.
It's one of those places.
Speakeasy.
Where it's called Don't Tell, which is a cool name. I don't know if you're supposed to tell, but I told. Yeah. But you watch a show while you eat dinner, and then.
Like a burlesque?
No, not a burlesque. There was a magician. Alan would have loved him.
Fire spinner.
He put.
Abraca, yeah, bro.
He put some string through his neck and was pulling it, and you could see the string pulling on his skin.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how he did it. And then he pulled it out, and he had one of those mints that you love, Kelly, the white mints.
Winto green.
The Winto green. Yeah, he had it on the string. It was really cool. Mm. And then, yeah.
I don't want to see that when I'm trying to eat.
That's an illusion.
What, you're eating dinner and somebody's pulling lifesavers out of their neck?
They had contortionists. They had a contortionist.
Who wants to watch that?
I did.
JC, apparently.
A contortionist. They had that. They had a hula hoop girl that did a bunch of cool stuff with the hula hoop.
I'll hang with the hula hoop while I'm eating, but they had other stuff.
They had the guy that helped with the stunts on Spider-Man. Like, he...
JC, this is the perfect opportunity for you to use... Snapchat's new feature.
Yeah.
You can now take 60 seconds worth of video. And I told JC this on Saturday.
Voice.
Or Friday.
The voice thing, right?
Yeah. You can change. There's voice filters now.
Yeah.
But there's also, you can continue recording for 60 seconds.
I cut that one.
And so I told JC, like, this is perfect. You're going out tonight. Use it. And then you only did one 10-second Snapchat.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna also receives messages from
Excuse
Kid
me.
Nation.
Big Jenna.
Yeah,
sorry.
Big Jenna here.
I accidentally gave Jenna a new nickname.
Big Jenna.
We got to tell us out the return guy.
Big Jenna. Jenna.
I had Big Al in the brain.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Big Jenna came out. So over the weekend, Jenna, you received a message.
I did on Snapchat. I get great messages on Snapchat. And I love it. I love responding quickly to people, or at least read your messages. But
what's your name on Snapchat if we want to follow?
I am the Lion Face, all one. Lion Face. I made my Snapchat long ago when that was a nickname.
Make sure you throw in the in there, because if you just follow Lion Face, that's another girl. And then she gets upset at Jenna.
Yeah, she gets upset. It's
really?
Okay. You should get excited. Right?
Kelly, yours is Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
But.
You don't really do Snap.
I got into it for a minute. I don't know.
Yeah, I tried
Maybe
to.
I'll George, try it again.
Yeah, George wanted us to, and I did a few. I think I did 5.
What was yours, Al?
Big Al Mac.
Just Big Al Mac.
Yeah, I'm Kelly Raspberry on everything that I do.
Yeah. And mine's J-SI5.
I get all sorts of things on there. Things I don't want to see.
Yeah.
Cute things. And interesting messages when fans of the show encounter my castmates. And I got a message from a girl who has been to Big Al's bar twice in the last year. And she goes, oh, Jenna, I have to tell you this story about Big Al hitting on my friend.
Now, before you judge Big Al Mac, if you haven't heard, Big Al Mac is currently single at the time. And he and his girlfriend of 4 years decided to part ways a couple months ago.
Yeah. And I haven't been single in a long time.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm rusty. You know, I haven't been single in 5 years, a long time to be out of the game.
So when I heard this, I'm like, oh my gosh, Al's trying to get back in the game. He is being forward.
Forward. Really?
So she loved this story, and she said, yeah, we met Al at his bar, and we were all kind of drunk. You know, you, also Al, and the girls. And she said that, she goes, well, my friend was really excited and said to Al, he kept giving her a hug. And then she said, I'm just so excited to meet you. And Al says, loudly enough for the friend to hear, why don't you come back to my office and show me how excited you are?
Oh, Al Mack!
I'm in hell.
I'm not going to
deny it. I'm not going to deny it. I don't remember saying it. but I'm not going to deny
it. And she said that her friend was kind of trying to laugh it off, like, oh, and that you continued going, come put your purse in my office.
Come put your purse down in my office.
That is helpful because you don't want to keep up with a big purse all night at a bar.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
You never offer me that courtesy, but I would like to be offered that courtesy
I'll take care of your purse, too,
Coach. Thank you.
Yeah. Fact, and then anybody... she said they had to drag the friend out because the friend is married.
Considering it. Obviously, because she had to be dragged away.
But she makes bad decisions sometimes, so she didn't want that to happen.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that pickup line, though, I mean, that's actually more forward than I thought she would be.
Like I said, I'm not going to deny it. I don't remember it, but I'm not going
to
deny it.
Come back to my office and show me how excited you are.
But my office is so tiny and hot. Yeah. I mean, there's no air-conditioned vent in there. I couldn't imagine ever wanting to take someone in.
So you've never taken one of your patrons in?
No. It's a mess. Oh, it's messy and junky and it's hot.
But that night, you're
feeling her.
You're being silly.
Yeah, probably.
You're just being silly.
Probably so. Probably.
I love that that's what guys say when it doesn't work. I was just kidding around.
Hey, like I said, it's been 5 years. I'm rusty. The game is rusty. 5 years ago, I was 5 years younger. And I don't know if y'all realize that. But it's been a while. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to act.
I tell you, that line is not that bad. It's very forward, but hey.
You know what? It'll work on somebody.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Just keep trying it.
But then if somebody says yes, then like I said, I got to take them like a dusty, dirty,
You need to clean your office. That should be motivation.
Yeah, maybe put a fan in there.
Yeah, something.
Not one of our fans, but like a fan that would...
Yeah, I think that's what makes it so oogie. It wasn't even like he saw this girl, he was hitting on her. It was just there. Like, she was a big fan of the show and saying how excited she was. And he was just like, I'm going to take this one down.
So you're open to opportunities with Kid Nation members, Big Al?
I mean, I won't say no, but I'm not looking. I'm not looking. I'm busy. I'm tired and busy. Those two things that are not very attractive.
Uh-huh.
Tired and busy. So, you know, girls need time. You have to spend time with them.
Yes.
And they like people that are not busy. And
well, you are very busy.
I don't mind busy because I'm busy, but I don't like tired all the time. If you're too tired to do
stuff. I'm tired and busy.
What if the girls come to you, Al?
That's probably the only
way. Is that better?
That's going to be the only way I'll catch one because I'm not going to be out looking.
What do you have, JC?
Trolling.
A love letter to Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
But it's a request.
Oh.
Okay.
Al, get your game ready.
Oh, okay. Good. It might be good.
He's moaning over there.
I don't know. Go ahead.
What are you moaning for? We're not in the office?
I don't even.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have had a crush on someone that has no idea I'm alive.
Why do you have to have that voice?
What do you mean?
Go ahead.
That's my voice.
Go ahead.
Gee, shouldn't a girl be reading that?
No. Or maybe.
No, or maybe.
I have watched and listened to his life story on the radio for years. Mm. In my heart of hearts, I believe I'm not his type. Where looks are concerned. But if he would stop with the superficial connection first, I'm confident he would find a perfect match. So, Kelly.
Okay.
You've known him the longest. Can you please tell Big Al Mack to give me a chance?
Al, give her a chance.
Shelly.
What's her name?
Shelly.
Give Shelly a chance.
Hey, Shelly. What's up? What's up, girl?
Do we have any more info on her?
Probably her phone number and probably her email, hopefully.
Why not?
Al, why don't you go on a date with Shelly?
Take her to lunch.
Shelly. What's up, Shelly?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would you take Shelly on a date? She asked you, Al. That's really cool.
That's very true.
When a girl is forward enough to ask the man out on a date, the least we can do is show them a good time.
Yep.
Like I said, come on by. I'm tired and busy, but come on by.
Oh, wow.
Like I said, I'm not very attractive. I'm not. I know. I get this. There's no redeeming qualities right now.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Oh, he's grieving right now, so he's not in a place. He might just hook up with you, but he's not ready.
It'll be meaningless.
Yeah. It'll be empty.
Maybe that's enough for Shelly.
He'll probably call.
That was her name, right?
Yeah, Shelly.
Okay, got her.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I think, you know, that'd be lovely. Shelly is, you know, she has a crush. And you know what? A good thing to help her get past it and move on is to actually go out with her.
Yeah.
Because then she'll realize, never mind.
Focusing on somebody else.
Yeah, right. Right. That's a very good point.
You'd be doing her a favor.
Or a year from now, we're having your wedding.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good right now. I'm good right now.
Okay.
I'm good.
We'll
thank you, Shelly. I'm
Shelly.
I'm very flattered.
We'll get in touch
Shelly.
With Shelly, and y'all can meet for a smoothie or something.
All right.
Smoothie.
A smoothie.
A smoothie.
Smoothie and smoochies.
Smoothie in the office.
Yeah.
Weird. Hey, work at my office and have a smoothie.
So we have a 30.
That one is actually worse, I think. Where's the smoothie coming from?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
1 hour from now, you'll hear our interview with Halsey. She gave us a call last week, so Jenna, Justin, and I got to talk to Halsey on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
She had to call after the show, Al, because she's out in L.A.
Ah.
You know, and she wanted to...
A little time difference. Wanted to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, she wanted to sleep in a little bit.
Gotcha.
That's why she called us after the show. We knocked it out. You'll hear that an hour from now. We got Bone Pick Monday coming up here shortly in about 20 minutes. But all last week, if you went over to KidNation.com, you had the opportunity to vote for the biggest fan of something.
Of anything.
Yeah, we had our top 10 finalists on there.
Okay.
Now we have a... Top three who received the most votes are going to win prizes.
Okay.
Now we have them, the top three on the phones. The two runner-ups will win a $300 Hunter Fan credit courtesy of Hunter Fan and a $200 Visa card courtesy of Hunter Fan as well. So it's about $500 each.
Oh, some good fans right there.
Yeah. The first runner-up is Michael Woods, who was the fan of Star Wars.
Uh-huh. All right.
The second runner-up, and he had, I mean, his room is just...
Oh, my gosh.
It's decked out.
That looks like a store.
With, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It's one of the, like, when you go to the comic book shops, it's that times a thousand.
It looks like a retail business.
It's got everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got everything in there.
And even if you're his friend and you see some Star Wars stuff, you can't buy it because you figure he's probably got it.
Yeah, he definitely has it. I mean, he looks like he may have some repeats of a couple things.
Yeah. That was first runner-up?
That was one of the runner-ups. The second runner-up. Christine Jarrett, fan of creamed corn, you guys.
Oh, I had some good creamed corn Saturday night.
Oh,
I know
you
what she's talking
you what,
about.
I mean, Kid TV.
Christine is such a big fan of creamed corn that her 30th birthday cake is corn.
A corn cake?
Wow.
Yeah, she got a corn cake.
And she's got a corn costume.
She had all sorts of creamed corn at her birthday, just on the table.
Wow.
That's the only thing that was available to eat.
I admire
some corn.
Her.
Yeah.
She's one of my personal heroes. I love that.
Because of the corn deal?
That's a passion. That's a passion I can get behind.
She has a corn costume.
Yeah.
And she's the hottest corn I've ever seen.
Super cute.
Super cute. Her favorite band is Korn, too.
She didn't win either?
She did not win.
Oh, my gosh.
She did get her $500, though.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
So, the grand prize winner, the person that will get... A prize valued at $3,800.
Whoa.
$300 Hunter Fan credit courtesy of Hunter Fan. And a $3,500 Visa gift card. Again, courtesy of Hunter Fan. That is going to Christy Stone, who's a fan of Batman.
Batman.
Hi, Christy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, so you have a whole Batman office?
I do.
Batman in your whole house?
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's in, I actually have like a utility shed thing that turned into an office.
Okay, like a bat cave.
It's all out there. It's a bat cave. Well, it is a bat cave.
Then I have to ask you, who is your favorite Batman? Which actor?
Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Mine too. Nobody ever says that. He was the first and he was the best.
Why don't you like George Clooney Batman?
Well, really? My dad was diagnosed with cancer, and so we kind of started watching it together while he was doing his chemo and stuff, and it just kind of, I don't know, it grew.
Okay.
How do you think Ben Affleck did as Batman?
Yeah.
No, Michael Keaton.
What about Christian Bale? You got to love that one.
Yeah, I do kind of like him.
Yeah, Christian's growling, though. It's hard to understand.
Well, that's awesome, Christy.
Well,
what are you
going to
do? Girl. What are you going to do with all that money? $3,800 and...
I don't know. I'm sure my kids will help me find something to do with it.
There you go.
Maybe you can see if Hunter Fans will help us do like a Batman fan.
Oh, a bat fan.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool. Be
like the Batman wings on a fan.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's really cool. Congratulations, Christy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up right there. If you want to check out those, we have them up at KidNation.com.
Okay.
That Star Wars room, man.
Very cool.
Very cool. All three of them. You've been a corn girl.
From the text, Big Al.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Please make Big Al the next Snapchat bachelor.
No, 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 no.
Because Big Al Mac has been hitting on Kid Nation members with a...
Yeah, I just,
it, it might help you to channel all that energy.
I mean, now, we could do this without your participation.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no,
we film you enough.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
And your pickup lines may have lost you some customers, Big Al.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, doggone it.
So, you guys, my wife was going to go to the bachelorette party or a bachelorette party this weekend to Big Al's bar trying to meet Big Al Mac.
Okay.
Well, she's not going anymore.
Really?
He's not letting her go?
He's not letting her go.
Don't worry, homeboy. It's good.
Yeah.
I'll stay away from married women.
Sure.
At least when I know they're married. I,
You guys been keeping up with what's going on at Comic-Con?
A little bit. I've been watching, you know, I love scary movies, so I've been watching all the trailers that they've premiered at Comic-Con for any horror movie coming out.
Yeah, there's a bunch of scary movies that look pretty good. The Justice League trailer drop, that looks pretty good. But that's not the issue right now.
What is?
Kumail Nanjiani from Silicon Valley and The Big Sick, he told Conan about the problem most people are not aware of at Comic-Con.
Okay.
Big Al, this is called stink shoulder, sir.
Stink shoulder?
Yeah.
So you know a lot of, like, attractive women will dress up as characters, and then dudes will be like, can I get a picture with you? And what they'll do is they'll put their arm around the lady, and their armpit is in the girl's shoulder. Ah. And so their shoulder starts stinking. It's called stink shoulder. So these ladies, you'll see them, they'll be like Purelling their shoulder.
Never thought about the stink shoulder.
That is scary.
Yes.
Stink
it's not
shoulder.
Scary.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm scared that my armpit's going to give somebody stink shoulder now.
Huh. So is the alternative to hug but put the arm around the waist area so that your pit is not on the other person?
Just don't take them in. Don't cradle them.
Yeah.
Most girls, just take this. We don't really like when someone puts their arm around our neck, like high, because we have our hair down or up, or, and you know, you're putting your arm on our hair. We like it. And I would much rather be grabbed around my lower back. Because that's...
Save that. Because that's a better spot for the picture?
It's for, it's more flattering for everyone and more comfortable for the girl. I mean, I like when the arms are low.
Okay.
I like it when Alan puts his arm around my neck, though.
I do like that. Well, that's your husband.
Well, that's your husband. I'm saying a stranger when I'm meeting someone outside.
No, not a stranger. A stranger. But I like it when Alan, because it makes me feel petite.
Have you ever felt a stranger's armpit?
Yeah, it's
be
gross.
A little too
it's gross.
Moist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
When people are sweaty. But, you know, it's just, come on. It's a minute of your life. It's fine.
Yeah, but then that smell sticks with you the rest of the day.
Well, then you Purell it or put some Febreze on your shoulder.
Carry baby wipes.
So be on the lookout for Stink Shoulder. That's his Bone Pick Monday. You guys want to get into Bone Pick Monday?
Sure.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines here, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Do you have a bone to pick? 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yeah, here's one. My Bone Pick Monday is with my TV. Last night was the start of Shark Week, and my TV decided to quit working.
Oh, man. Shout out.
Bone Pick Monday. Yeah. Hey, something went wrong over the weekend. You want to tell us about it? We want to hear from you next, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Boom, 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 boom.
Pick. It's time for Bone Pick Monday.
Yeah, man.
If something went wrong over the weekend, this is the best time to get it off your chest.
Yeah, get off your chest so you'll be ready to go when it's time for Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, that's what we do, Bone Pick Monday, so we can get to the feel goods.
Yeah, there you go.
Later on in the week, Big Al. It could be small things that you want to pick a bone with, or it could be a huge thing. It's up to you. It's your bone to pick. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Carlos wrote us and said, I got a bone to pick with my wife. Why is it when I get ready to go to bed, my wife wants to start talking about everything and anything?
I can
shout and it's out. When I have to get up early for work.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
She's got all day, but she chooses to watch Housewives and QVC instead of talking about what needs to be done.
Carlos, let me tell you this. Be thankful that she doesn't hit you with that the second you walk in the door. Because that would be my bone pick. Like, the door...
You don't like it right as soon as you get home?
No! Oh, my God.
How was work, honey?
Okay.
I prefer to wait until the guy's like about to fall asleep, and I'm like, hey. Hey, can we talk about this?
Yeah, let me sit down. Let me put down my work, you know, whatever. Wash off and just rest and chill for 10 minutes.
A man needs to decompress, right?
10, 15 minutes,
You
Kevin.
Always are decompressing.
No. Yeah. Oh, well, I got to decompress after the decompress.
After work. You want to decompress after... sexy time.
Every time.
You want to decompress after you do yard work.
Well, there's a lot of compression built up here.
After you worked out.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, I'll take the talk when I get home. I can talk when I get home. But definitely when I'm trying to sleep, my wife does the same thing.
Hey, you up?
Now I am. No. Hey, you up? You kind of hear it. And then they start shaking you. Are you awake?
How come?
I do have a bone to pick with my wife.
Mm-hmm. Bring it.
We got to go hang out with a friend of the show, Ghetto D.
Okay.
Who texts us, and Ghetto D's wife makes some delicious pho, or foo, as Al calls it.
Foo.
Authentic.
Yeah.
My wife decided that it would be a good spot to pop my humongous zit.
Oh.
At somebody else's house?
Yes!
You can't do that.
No. It was like a show, man.
In front of them?
Yeah.
You do that one-on-one alone at night.
Oh, man. It was so...
Or does some of it splatters into the pho or the foo or whatever?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm like, I'm trying to make friends here, and you're sitting over here Dr. Pimple popping me.
No!
Dr. Pimple popped me in front of people?
You can't do that on visitor turf. That's home field.
Yeah. You don't do that monkey grooming.
Wait till we're at home.
Only at home, sitting on the couch. No. Yeah, you don't do the monkey grooming in public.
Man, it's big.
I don't pop stuff.
Oh,
try that on the cheekbone.
Yeah, I see it right there.
It's close to
it. You're gonna make it
don't
worse.
Touch it.
It's close to the triangle of death. So I'm really close, guys.
Yeah, it's all right.
The triangle
of
death.
Wash it. It'll go away.
Put some mascara on it. Make it a beauty mark.
Thanks, Al. That's what I'm gonna do. let's go to the phones here. Hey, Ali, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey. Good morning.
You got a bone to pick with who?
My mother, because she won't stay out of my relationship and just let me be.
She doesn't like your boyfriend?
No, she loves him. She is actually my husband, and she absolutely loves her son-in-law. But with that also comes the questions of it gets to the point of being nosy, but she's also that classic Southern mother. So
yeah.
She just won't leave me be.
Yeah.
I love sharing with her, but there is that line.
Any suggestions, Kelly? I know this isn't a love letter to Kelly, but...
No.
Okay.
What can you do? It's a Southern mother. You just give her a baby. That's what she's wanting, right?
Our grandbaby has 4 legs right now.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what it is mostly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, what you just the South, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry.
But you can keep calling for a Bone Pick Monday until your mom gets the memo.
We don't always have solutions for Bone Pick.
Thanks, Haley. Yeah, it's just to get
it's
it off your chest.
Vent.
Yeah.
It's a vent segment. My bone to pick, all the moms that have kids going to school, you're going to feel this one.
It's almost time.
Bone to pick is with my daughter's school. Her school supply list requires 5x7-inch index cards. All I can find are 5x8-inch index cards.
Oh, no.
And you know if you get the 5x8, they're going to give you crap.
I've never even seen a 5x8. I guess it's a thing. I've always seen
5x7. Go to Amazon. That's what I always do.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
When all else fails.
Yeah. Amazon Prime, baby.
I have a bone to pick with the people who actually are mad and actually thought Michael Phelps was going to be swimming next to a white shark. Great white shark.
Well, they do mislead you.
They led us to think that.
You know? A lot of people were very disappointed.
Is there a black shark? I mean, with a name, black shark?
A great black shark?
Great black?
I don't know.
Great black, mediocre black.
That'd be pretty cool if it is.
Cool black.
And the great whites are not...
They're not white.
Al, there's something called a red-tailed black shark.
Red-tailed
black shark.
So we got to share it with
it's
red.
It's actually a fish, though.
Oh.
I mean, like a freshwater fish.
Okay.
Doesn't look like a shark at all.
Dang it.
Shay.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all?
Doing wonderful. Awesome.
Speak up just a little bit.
Welcome to Bone Pick Monday. Who do you have a bone to pick with?
I have a bone to pick with my coworker who can't handle her hangover. So she always calls in at least every other Monday.
Wow. Yeah, we all have that. And do you guys work together so a lot of the work falls on you?
All of the work falls on me. I have to actually cover her so I can't do my job.
So she's going out partying on Sunday night and can't come in on Monday.
I don't know what she's doing, but she always ends up sick on Monday.
You want Big Al to have her fired?
Please.
All right, Al, get on that.
Yeah, we'll have Al get her fired for you.
I'll get on it,
that
okay.
Works.
All right, Shay.
Just have her show up to his bar. He'll give her drinks, and then he'll call your boss
call
and get
her
fired.
Call boss and say, do you know?
Hey, what do you guys do, Shay?
We work in a doctor's office.
Ooh. And you work in a doctor's office. Yeah, that's important business.
Very important stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I'm glad I take my job serious.
That's right, girl.
Well, there's nothing that makes it worse than when you do your job and you see other people getting away with stuff.
Right.
You know, always calling in and I'm over here doing my job and she's still, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody else can get away with crap but me.
Yeah.
You mess up one little bit and you get in the huge trouble ever. Real quick, JC, what's the triangle of death? I'm glad you asked because it's right above your eye.
Where the unibrow starts.
Where the unibrow starts. You go all the way to the end of your eyebrows.
That's the bottom of the triangle.
Uh-huh. And then, I guess. And then you go straight down to the tip of your nose.
It's so an upside-down triangle.
Yeah, it's an upside-down triangle. If you get a zit in there, it could go straight to your brain.
Oh, gosh.
According to Kid Craddock, who did a lot of research on the triangle.
So many children.
Yeah.
So you don't pop those zits.
Don't pop those zits with dirty hands.
Well, make sure your hands are clean.
Yeah, you just got to make sure you have clean hands.
Call Kinsey. She'll pop it.
Mm. Yeah, my wife will pop it.
Not a popper.
She loves it. Oh, she's...
Scars the older you get. I don't like it.
Hey, Lena.
Hey.
So you have a bone to pick with an ex-wife?
I do. I have a bone to pick with my husband's ex-wife.
What happened?
She's annoying on social media and doesn't know how to use Facebook.
What does she do? Overpost?
Oh, well, she overposts, but we're not even friends, so that's fine. But she goes and posts about how, because they have a kid together, and so she posts that she can't get in touch with my husband. She thinks we're all dead because nobody will respond.
That's not good.
Yeah, she's a air it all out on social media, make you guys look bad person.
Oh, yeah, and she won't even text me, so I sent her a message saying, hey, everything okay?
Yeah,
I just hadn't heard back from you guys in 4 days. I said, well, I never got a text.
That's right.
So she posted on social media. That's just tacky.
That's tacky. Yeah. It's tacky. Sorry you have to deal with
that. Stop doing that, people.
Just be the bigger person.
People work out their issues on Facebook stuff. Couples fight on Facebook, and it's uncomfortable to read.
Facebook fights are so weird to me.
Yeah.
That you're willing to do it in front of all those people.
It's like so passive aggressive. It's like, well, somebody didn't do this. We all know you're talking about your girlfriend. You know, it's just like, it's so awkward.
Yeah. And I'm that guy that gets nosy if I see a news story. And I'll go find the people on Facebook. And a lot of the times you see those families fighting on Facebook, like that are in huge news stories. Like, you know, you have hundreds of thousands of people coming to your page right now looking at this fight.
Yeah, and I always thought Facebook was to make your life look better than it actually is.
Not for them.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to make people think your life is wonderful.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to fight.
We have another bone to pick with mom.
Uh-oh.
Caitlin, what'd your mom do?
Hey, well, I have poison oak like all up and down my legs.
Oh, no.
And, my mom texted me yesterday, and she's like, so you're coming to church with me, right? I like to go to church, but not whenever I'm itching everywhere.
Right.
Like, I had to go get a steroid shot, which gave me a migraine, and she's like, all day, you're coming to church with me tonight, right? You're coming to church with me tonight, right? And I'm like, no.
I'm a poison oak.
You're going to come over here and scratch me, right?
Right. Right. Like, I had to have my husband put cream on me, because I can't even touch this stuff without spreading it.
Oh. What a nightmare.
Like, I'm not going anywhere.
Does he have to wear gloves when he puts it on you?
No, he's not allergic at all.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
That's like a superpower.
I've never had it before. So
I'm not allergic.
Poison oak?
It's awful.
I might not be.
Huh.
Yeah,
you know if you're allergic to it.
You know if you are. Well, yeah, I mean, I used to traipse through it as a kid, and my friends would get it, and I wouldn't. Yeah, you end up finding out. Not everyone's allergic. It's crazy.
Caitlin's allergic.
You either, really are or you're not.
That's funny.
Hmm.
Because I'm allergic to bees, but my son's been stung twice. And when he gets stung by the bees, he gets a little dot, and he doesn't even swell up. Like, he's fine. Yeah. We just take the stinger out, and he's good.
Well, he's not allergic.
No, he's not at all.
Different reaction.
You get real swollen, or you can't breathe?
In college, I had my throat started closing up, and my friend was on the phone with 911, and she was about to give him directions on how to do a trach just in case the ambulance doesn't get there in time.
Oh, my gosh.
She goes, if he really starts turning, she started giving, and I'm sitting there going, a trach? My friend? Luckily, because we were playing basketball, one of my buddies started running off when I started saying, I feel like I can't breathe, and my speech started getting really thick and slurred.
Thick tongue or whatever.
He just took off running. I'm like, where are you going, dude? I'm over here like dying, I think. And sure enough, my buddy calls 911. In the middle of that call, my buddy comes back with an EpiPen and just hits me with it. And I'm like,
Is that how the mattress got bloody?
No.
No, don't bring that up again.
That was not it. From the text, I have a bone to pick with the noob phlebotomist.
The what?
Phlebotomist.
Noob?
The noob?
The noob.
The noob.
Noob person.
Oh,
yeah, noob. You call them noobs. They went all the way through my vein on Friday. When I tried to donate blood, my arm looks horrible.
Oh my goodness.
You always get the one that doesn't get it in.
That hurts.
Let me try again.
I'm a baby giving blood. I had one time them tell me I was the worst patient they'd ever had.
What?
Because of my very first experience with something like that. The very first time I ever did it, she jammed me so bad. It felt like she was pulling the vein. And so ever since then, it felt like she was pulling the vein out of my arm. It was the most painful thing.
Oh, man.
And so now every time I go to give blood, I can't look. But I've calmed down a lot over the years. But I had one time the guy says, "You're the worst patient I've ever had."
I give someone two stabs. Panicking. I give someone two stabs at me. And if they don't get it, then I ask for someone new.
Say that. Brianna, welcome to the show.
Hello.
What's up, Brianna?
We're doing Bone Pick Monday. What's yours?
So I've been with this guy for the last 2.5 years. We have a baby together.
Uh-huh.
His wife and him have been separated since 2013. Oh. She left him for another man, and they are now engaged. But she refuses to sign divorce papers because she gets all his military benefits if anything were to happen to him, and they're really good benefits.
Oh, man.
No. You need to get a lawyer.
Yeah.
And to make it more complicated, she's in Kansas, so in Kansas you have to have an address to send papers to, and they won't look up for you, and she won't give us an address. So it's just a pain in the butt.
Oh, you're going to have to get a private eye.
Private eye lawyer.
Oh, we got you.
You know what I hear? Road trip.
Road trip. That's what we're going to have to do, Brianna. Man,
I hope her get away with that.
Yeah. Get a lawyer. I hope you get this all figured out, Brianna. I'm sorry.
That's awful.
I just drive by and wave.
That's awful.
Found you.
Especially they have a kid together now. Like, they're trying to start their family, and this lady won't let them do that. Mm. Oh, that's a cool name.
What?
Amzie. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Who do you have a bone to pick with?
I have a coworker who is completely illiterate. I mean, okay, I was with kids. So this is something you kind of need to know is grammar. And it's constantly, I live in the South, by the way. So I kind of get it. But it's always I've seen or double negatives all the time. And I actually caught a kid saying I seen the other day. And I just grabbed him by his shoulders and I was like, Don't do that.
It's I saw it.
Don't be illiterate.
Don't be illiterate.
I seen it.
And I really hope nobody else is listening to this.
Oh, maybe they'll start teaching the kids a little bit better.
I seen it.
Thank you for calling, Amzie.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, you guys are on with Halsey.
Oh, let me pause her.
We're jamming out to Halsey right now while waiting. Hi, Halsey.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm going through, like, the typical doing a phone interview kind of situation where I can literally barely hear anything you're saying to me. So I'm going to keep asking you to repeat yourself because you literally sound like I'm taking this call from the neighbor's house.
We're just going to scream the whole time, Halsey.
Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in my house in L.A., so I have no excuses.
What's your service?
It's that
AT&T?
Big?
T-Mobile? Verizon?
I'm using a T-Mobile phone.
That explains it.
So paint the view right now at your house, Halsey. What are we looking at? The kitchen? Are you looking out in the backyard? You got some trees and a pool out there or something?
I'm in my bedroom, and I have some pretty big windows, and there's a pool outside my room. Yeah.
What's a day off for you like when you've been on tour and you get to come home? Do you watch bad TV or what do you do?
I don't remember because I haven't had one in like 2 years. I'm just kidding. when you're out on the road, you're like, ugh, all I want to do is go home. And, you know, you miss the weirdest things. You're like, I want to take a bath. I haven't seen a bathtub in months because I've been on a tour bus.
Oh.
Or you're like, I want to cook a meat on a stove because I don't even remember the last time I was in the kitchen. You miss the most random tiny little things. I remember when I'm overseas, I get to come home and go to a Target.
So simple.
Yeah, I love Target.
I just flip out. I'm like, this is the best day of my life. I get to go to Target.
Okay, but you didn't get that nude bathing suit you had on in Cannes in Target, did you? Because I really like that bathing suit.
No, that one I didn't. I think I got it at a vintage store in New York called American Two Shot.
Mm.
Can we talk about all these swimsuit pictures, though?
Yeah.
You've been posting that body all over the gram, Halsey. Looking right.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that I spent, like, you know, 6 or 7 weeks, you know, working my butt off, promoting my record and my tour and everything. I figured I would allow myself the liberty of being able to post a couple bathing suit pics. You know?
As you should.
You've been working your butt off since you were 19, right? You got kicked out of your home. And, right, isn't that correct? And you had, like, what's the story about the $9 budget for Red Bull?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a story. It's more just kind of like what life was kind of like for me after high school, just living in New York and, you know, you pulling a lot of favors so that I would have somewhere to sleep for a year or so until I met the guy who's my manager now.
Mm-hmm.
He's 27 years old, and we met at a party, and he told me that I could stay at his place. And, we totally hit it off.
You weren't thinking, like, this guy's hitting on me. He wants me to stay over because he finds me attractive. You genuinely believe this guy was going to launch your career?
I mean, I didn't think he was going to launch my career at all. He was just my friend. He'd never managed an act before in his entire life. I asked him to be my manager after I started taking label meetings. I wrote a song called Ghost, and I made it with a friend, and I put it on the internet, and the next day...
On SoundCloud?
And then the next day, a bunch of labels were calling, I think probably like 4, 5, or 6 of them, and asked if I would come take some meetings, and I just didn't want to look like an idiot, so I was like, hey, can you pretend to be my manager? And he said, sure. And two albums later, he's still pretending to be my manager.
The first time we met you at the iHeart headquarters in New York last year. What struck a chord with me and what made me like you right away was you came up to us and you said, hi, I'm Ashley. And I'm like, cool, where's Halsey? And then
it's kind of the same to me in a weird way, I guess.
Do you introduce yourself by your first name still, or are you starting to switch over to I'm Halsey?
I think it depends on who the person is. I think if it's someone who doesn't know I'm a musician but might benefit from knowing that I am one, or, you know, someone who would probably be embarrassed if they didn't know, so I'm trying to kind of do them a favor.
Right.
I'll an industry person or something, then I'll introduce myself as Halsey, but most of the time I introduce myself as Ashley.
Yeah.
And all my friends and my parents call me Ash.
Yeah, I felt cool because when I believe you guys won the award with Chainsmokers, and they looked over at you and said, Ashley, you want to say anything? And I was like, I know how to call her that because she said that's her name. So I felt all
in. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's the same with those guys, except I'm usually calling them some sort of explicit word.
Yeah, you're like brother-sister relationship with those guys now?
Oh, for sure.
Halsey is an anagram of her name, Ashley. I thought that was so cool. I read that on the Wikipedia page.
Wait, and I love this video, too, because this Romeo and Juliet, that Baz Luhrmann movie, if I ever get married, I want it to look like that. And that was your inspiration behind the video?
It's a video for Now or Never, and I directed it myself. And I actually just directed another music video, 2 days ago. So there's, two more coming out in the next couple of weeks and stuff. But, it was my first time directing. It was a really interesting process for me because I was so inspired by Baz Luhrmann. I was so inspired by Romeo and Juliet. I was going through this really, really, complicated breakup. And for me, it was really cool to take the Romeo and Juliet story and kind of take it away from this patriarchal thing.
Uh-huh.
Where Juliet is young, and she's dumb, and she's stupid, and she's a virgin, and she's, gives herself away in the name of true love. And I kind of was like, well, what if Juliet chose herself? What if she was like, hell no, I'm choosing me. This is not worth it.
Right.
And that's kind of what I've done with my video series.
I love that creative mind. You know what? I love how she's so artistic, and she shows it through her art and her music. And she also shows it in her fashion, too. Because, girl, how many wigs do you own?
Oh, God. Probably like 40.
What inspires you to put on one wig?
You know, it kind of depends. I cut my hair really short all the time. I think everybody knows that.
Uh-huh.
And I go through these phases where I'm, growing my hair back out, and then it gets to this, awkward point where it's, right past my ears, mm-hmm. and then I just shave my head again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That in-between
and it's
stage.
It's kind of been, this really cyclical thing that's been happening over the past 2 years. So, yeah, now I just kind of put on a wig whenever I'm feeling like being someone else today. Mm. But it doesn't work very well as a disguise.
Do you have more wigs than tattoos? Because you've added...
Yes, I have 25 tattoos and probably
35.
Girl, I wish I could pull off the butt one.
Yeah, did the butt tattoo hurt?
Your butt. I really like it. I was checking it out on the bikini pics. I'm like, man, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, that was I got that tattoo in Toronto on the last installment of the Badlands tour. And I was really adamant about wanting to get it after I performed so that it wouldn't, I would be, sore in my jeans the whole time I was on stage.
Was it sore? Did that one hurt?
That one was pretty painful, yeah, actually. I think my most painful ones were the top of my foot, my ribs, and my butt, for sure.
What's the one of the butt? What is it of?
It says hopeless.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, just because I have to be on brand all the time.
Well, look, Halsey, I know you're busy. We appreciate the time you took to talk to us this morning. Make sure you pick up Now or Never. Currently top five on the pop chart, certified platinum in the U.S.
Yeah, and she's coming through here in October. We'll see your tour.
She's bringing Party Next Door and Charlie XCX along with her. Mm-hmm. So we can't wait to see you. Can you stop by and see us in person, Halsey?
Definitely. I'll see you guys. I want you to hold me down, down.
Forever. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Tonight, the Bachelorette is going to have the guys meet her family, I think, right? We're getting down to that.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
It's on TV tonight. Also, tonight on HBO, now that our free preview is gone.
Sorry, Jason.
I know. New documentary airs with Prince William and Prince Harry. Kelly, you love the royal family.
I do.
They talk about their mom in depth for the first time. In a preview, Harry says that she was a fun mom who let them be naughty when they wanted to.
One of her mottos to me was, you can be as naughty as you want, just don't get caught. She was one of the naughtiest parents. She would come and watch us play football and, you know, smuggle sweets into our socks. And I mean, literally walking back from a football match and having sort of five packets of Starburst, and just the whole shirt was just bulging with sweets. And then I was sort of looking around, open the top box, throw it all in, lock it up.
That's fine.
Harry kept doing the naughty things as we saw in Vegas.
Yeah,
that's why he's the fun prince.
You know, I have HBO. I keep seeing previews for this, and they said they hadn't seen their mom for a month before she died.
Oh, that sucks. Man, I did not know that.
It had been a month since they had seen her.
Yeah, and they send the kids off to school there, too, like boarding schools and stuff. And then she had a new boyfriend she was traveling with. And she did her charity work. And, I mean, it's a different lifestyle.
That's good advice from your mom, though, because that's real life. Hey, it's okay to, you know, bend the rules here and there. Just don't get caught. Don't be stupid with it.
It's good advice for parents. Don't get caught.
Yeah, it's a strict, probably, world anyway.
They loosen them up a little bit.
For a royal family. I don't know if real life.
Have a good day at school.
We do that.
Have a good day at school. You can be naughty. Just don't get caught.
Just don't get caught. Like, I do that with my kids. Like, my daughter wanted a piece of candy the other day. My wife was saying no, so I grabbed one and I gave her the head nod and went into the room and I gave her a little piece of candy. And she goes, all right, we just don't tell mommy, right? I was like, no. If mommy asks me, I'm going to tell her the truth.
Then why do we go hide in the bedroom, daddy?
Just don't get caught.
Say that.
Oh.
Just don't get caught. Huh. Oh, you want them to have that cool relationship.
And then who's
with
stuck
well?
With her when she's up all night from that late night candy?
Mom.
Me?
Mom.
No, I get up with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Kinsey and I do, we do both.
Okay.
Prince William remembered the time his mother invited supermodels over to the spot, Big Al.
Oh, nice.
There's a couple of memories I have that are particularly funny. Just outside this room where we are now, she organized when I came home from school to have Cindy Crawford, Christy Turlington, and Naomi Campbell waiting at the top of the stairs.
Whoa.
I was probably 12 or 13-year-old boy who had posters of them on his wall. And I went bright red and didn't quite know what to say and sort of fumbled. And I think I pretty much fell down the stairs on the way up. I was completely and utterly sort of awestruck. Mm. That was a very funny memory that's lived with me forever about her loving and embarrassing and sort of, you know, being the sort of the joker.
That's cool. When it's okay to be naughty and don't get caught. A couple of supermodels over at the house.
Yeah,
you're 13,
man.
14 years old. Yeah.
She seemed like a cool mom. That's going to be on tonight, HBO. The documentary about Prince William, Prince Harry, and Princess Diana. And they also released some pictures that had never been released from her photo album.
Oh, private family photos?
Yeah, that I saw floating around the internet. And also, speaking of things that I saw floating around the internet, I saw a guy on a Facebook Live Oh, we were watching it. They got in a chase with the cops on the beach.
Yes.
On Facebook Live?
Yeah. And he was all mad.
And he was still filming it himself. He was still filming chased. It.
Yes. There's some crazy ridiculous people on Facebook Live.
Ridiculous.
Hey, we got a couple of love letters here.
Might as well.
We're doing them on Mondays here and there just to, you know, get your vibe out there and let Kelly do some solving of the problems.
Love knows no day of the week.
Yeah, and we get so many that we want to help you out, Kid Nation. So let's do a little love letters to Kelly here.
I don't know why that struck me funny. Because you're trying to sound meaningful.
Letters.
Not.
Yeah, right.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Love knows no day of the week.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
That's pretty deep, Al.
I have been with my girlfriend for 6 months. Everything's great between us, and we love each other. But here's my problem. She had just gotten out of a relationship before we started dating, and she's been dealing with emotions from that relationship. She admitted to me she never took the time to cry over it ending, and now I've tried to give a space for her to deal with it. But she always has trouble with that and says she needs me, and she doesn't need space. I'm worried this could cause our relationship to end up not working out if she doesn't allow herself to deal with those emotions. So do I force us to just have space so she has to deal with them, or do I stay by her side because she needs me?
Yeah, she sounds too needy and clingy to me, but some guys dig that. They like a girl, they like feeling needed all the time, but if she's still crying about her ex to you, that's weird.
It's very weird.
I'm like, sweetie, you need to go work that out and then come back.
It's
uncomfortable for me to hear.
For a bit.
Yeah, be alone for a minute. But that clinging neediness, I think it's going to be enough to push you away. So maybe to give yourself a chance at working out, she needs to take a minute.
Yeah.
She needs to take a minute and be by herself. Agreed. And learn how to be by herself for a minute.
Agreed.
But hey, there's a lot of guys out there that love a clingy, needy girl, and they like having her up under them all the time. That's fine, too.
Or the guys that say they don't, but I'm like, you guys will just date girls that boyfriend hop. I don't get it.
Yeah, she sounds like she needs, there's a lot of rebound relationships that work out beautifully, because somebody's got to be the right one. I just think she needs a minute to figure it out.
Yeah,
and
right
to
now,
maybe grow emotionally.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I received flowers in the mail today, a Starbucks gift card last week, and a massage gift card the week before. All from the most amazing man who I have talked to every day online for the past 9 months. We talk over text, on the phone, on video chat, and we have great chemistry. But there is one problem.
They haven't met. Sounds like one of the problems.
He's still living with his girlfriend of 5 years. He says they don't do laundry anymore, and he doesn't see their relationship going anywhere. But I don't understand why he's still with her. I like him a lot, and I could see us having a great relationship, but it always seems to be hindered by the relationship he's currently in.
Yeah.
Should I keep my mouth shut and enjoy all the gifts that come with the current arrangement, or should I look for a way to tell him I want more than what he's giving me now? He's 36, and I'm 26, by the way, because I know you like to know that, Cassidy.
Yeah, I do, Cassidy. Cassidy, getting stuff is great. Isn't it great getting all that free stuff? Imagine if he was putting all that time and effort into the relationship with his girlfriend. They'd be married by now. You are wasting your time over getting some flowers that are dead, some free coffee. I mean, come on. You need to start focusing on a relationship that you really have a chance at having a relationship.
And how do girls, Kelly, not see he's going to do what if he's doing that to his girlfriend, who he probably says he loves, and he's living with her and probably more committed to her than he is.
She's never met him.
How would he? Yeah, but he's going to do the same thing to you, or he's doing this.
She's never going to meet him, Jenna. She's never going to meet him.
You're a sugar baby.
You push the issue, demand to meet him, and I promise you it will be over. You know, if you want to keep getting free stuff, fine, but I'd quit talking to him and just, you know, see how much longer those gifts keep coming. What a loser. Why would you want to be with somebody like that?
Exactly.
Why would you want to be with somebody like that? It's wasting your time. You're just like a fantasy for him. You're like a little game.
Right.
You're his fantasy football. You're his fantasy girlfriend.
How does she not know she's getting played? I don't get how she
She's not having to put out, but she's wasting her time. She's wasting her energy.
She's
wasting her emotions.
But she's getting free stuff, Kelly.
But it's ridiculous. That's so silly. You could be enjoying a real relationship with a real man.
But no free stuff.
Who will buy you coffee and flowers and like make out with you every once in a while. That'd be really great.
Yeah. And like be in person.
You're ridiculous.
True.
You're being ridiculous, Cassidy. It's time to grow up.
Boom. Right there.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm 28 and single. No rush for marriage or children, even though all my friends are at this stage. I recently went out with friends, and I drank too much. To be honest, I had a one, what's the name of that thing next to the bed?
Yeah, we know
what
it is.
A nightstand.
Yes.
A nightstand, yeah.
Uh-huh. I've never done this before, but it was very fun. As long as I'm safe, is this acceptable? Is this an acceptable alternative to a serious relationship at this point in my life? I really don't want to date or have or engage with guys I won't end up with anyway. I felt more appreciated with that stranger than I ever did during my 2-year relationship. Please help me, Cameron.
Oh, Cameron. So you're going to say you had so much fun, you're going to do this over and over and over and over again as a substitute for a relationship? Because that's what she's asking. Can I do this more than once? I mean, people have slip ups and stuff, but if you make this a regular habit,
you're going to turn into that girl.
You're that girl that people label. I mean,
and guys, we'll start talking.
That's not a substitute for a relationship. That's filling a void. That's making you feel sexy and hot for one night. If you're not ready for marriage and babies and stuff, that's fine. But don't put yourself in the where you just go out and just say one night stands and I can do whatever I want without the consequences, because eventually you'll start suffering consequences emotionally.
Yeah,
it'll be the way you start feeling about yourself, the way you look at relationships
becomes very unfulfulling. Yeah,
I'm not gonna slam you and bash you, but you're
doing this cavalier, like, hey, I can do this. This was fun.
And how many?
I was more appreciated by a man in one night that you're never going to hear from again.
You're
trying to justify that with a cavalier attitude.
How many is too many though, Kelly? Like three or four is cool.
I'm not going to put a number on it.
Three or four is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, a few
over a lifetime.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, in like the summer.
Al Mack.
Al.
I'm just asking.
You know that's not true.
Single Al is back.
Well, again, it's always such a double standard.
You say that's fine
for what? In a decade, a girl has 4 one-night stands. That's fine. But for a guy, it's a summer. Yeah. I mean, it's just a double standard.
It is, but... But it's not, you can convince yourself that you're okay with it and that it's fine. And hey, that was cool. I'd do that again. It's no big deal, but it will catch up with you. And no, it's not a substitute for a real relationship. And you can have a real relationship without be looking at marriage.
Hey, Cameron, call me. I'm kidding, Kelly.
No, you're not.
These is jokes.
These is jokes. That is lazy game.
These is jokes.
Lazy game.
And your play of days. More than 5?
Oh, stop it. This is inappropriate.
Thank you, Kelly. Yes.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.